855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And JJ.
You can give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. Go to freetalklive.com. Link to whatever you want to link to. That's what we do at Free Talk Live. We're an interactive media organization.
Yeah, you got the fingers in multiple pools of something.
That's right. People can put their fingers in us because we're interactive.
Yes.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. So, JJ, this Occupy Wall Street thing.
Yes.
It has been occupying the periphery of my mind for a couple of days, few days here, and I can't entirely get excited about it, but at the same time, I think it's interesting, and I'm not sure entirely what's going on there, and, you know, you apparently have been following this a little more closely than me.
Certainly I have. I did a story for Pekin TV recently that included this. I cut up some footage and just tried to tell a little bit of what's going on. And so I've been keeping track of it and just sort of monitoring the news feed of like Facebook. A lot of friends that I have are interested in this topic, so there's a lot of stories that keep coming up. And, you know, as an aggregator, Facebook is really good at collecting what my friends are interested in, and I'm pretty interested in this topic. So I got this story here I'm going to read a little bit about from rawstory.com.
Do you like them? Yes.
Yes. So the latest news is that labor unions and liberal activist groups plan to throw their weight behind the Occupy Wall Street protests in New York City that has now lasted 13 straight days, according to Crane's New York. A diverse coalition of people have pledged to occupy Wall Street until something's done about corporate greed and financial system's undemocratic influence on the U.S. government. The protesters have been camped out in New York City's old Liberty Plaza, now called Zuccotti Park, since September 17th. And
we're going in 2 weeks now.
Well, from what I've seen,
somebody needs a bath.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of things going on as far as food and there's a lot of services being provided within the protesters.
Rolling shower truck.
Well, and as well, there's vendors to buy food from. And
selling showers.
I'm sure. You're really onto the shower thing, aren't you?
I think it's important that people bathe.
I agree. I agree. But there's a lot going on there. There's a lot of different sort of groups. Besides the labor unions and liberal groups, there's been airline pilots have recently joined the protest.
Interesting.
And there's some really good footage.
A couple of airline pilots or the airline pilots have joined the protest?
Hundreds of this story comes out of...
I see. So that's a labor thing and they're, you know, the big airlines. Gotcha.
Yeah, according to Forbes.com, over 700 Continental and United pilots joined by additional pilots from other airlines demonstrate in front of Wall Street on September 27th, 2011. That's... day ago or a
couple days.
But the idea is that a lot of different groups are getting involved with their various gripes. There's a lot of people out of work. A lot of the young people that are involved in this protest are there because they have student debt that they are trying to pay off, but they can't pay off because they can't get jobs with the degrees they've just gotten. So there's a lot of frustration.
Sure.
A lot of people feeling disaffected by the situation. And it's
somebody
also,
told me I should go to college.
Right.
And now I've got... well, a degree and a bunch of debt and nothing else.
I think it's sort of a double-edged sword from what I've seen, because it's not only something where activists can go out there and actually, you know, basically protest, like the Fed, for example. There's a lot of places where the Fed is being occupied, and it's not just New York City anymore. In fact, there are Occupy I saw just recently that Occupy Kentucky, Chicago, Los Angeles.
This is what they had hoped for, was that
right.
There would be secondary peripheral Occupy whatever is going on.
I think it's sort of interesting to look at this in light of the Arab uprising that's happened.
So what do they want again?
Basically, there's a lot of different wants. That's part of the complaint about this protest, is that there is no one party line or no one soundbite that explains what's going on. In fact, there's a lot of individuals who have a lot of individual gripes. So it's difficult for like the mainstream media to come on the scene and get the story and put it in there. You know, they got a minute and a half to fill.
Sure.
So they can't do that.
So it's protesters saying this crap sucks.
There's all kinds of reasons. Whether it's some of them are from the left. There's a lot of very liberal sort of slogans being bantered about as far as the...
I heard that corporate word, which is often...
Yeah, corporate greed. Yeah, there's the financial system, and it's the whole 99% and the 1% richest, you know, that sort of deal.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a lot of liberty activists taking part in this and using it to sort of push their agendas as far as the Fed, as an example, and just government regulations, government oversight, and overstepping its constitutional limits. So I think there's a lot of potential for this to basically spread and evolve into a bunch of different kinds of protests. And I think, as far as America goes, being the melting pot that it is, I think that's the only way we can actually have some sort of peaceful revolution, or whatever you wish to call it, a peaceful rally, is to have multiple fronts, multiple
It's people getting
ideas
together that may have different ideas but hope to see change, and
yes,
they're all getting together, and they're doing what they
they're
can do.
They're mad as hell. They're not going to take it anymore.
There's not much you can do besides what they're doing. I mean, you know, so...
Right. I think as far as the whole idea of the peaceful protest, and that's been really emphasized by what's going on. A lot of the footage... In fact, I'm going to be cutting together another Occupy Wall Street video soon. But a lot of
I'm getting a little convinced, JJ. Up to this point, I'm like, you know, whatever, this is dumb.
Right.
But, you know, I'm ever so slightly convinced with what you're saying here.
Yes. Like I said, it does have the potential for to other, you know, there is a possibility for organizations to insert their own agenda into the protest.
And there's a possibility for you and I
exactly,
to insert our
exactly
agendas just in the
but
same way.
But at the same time, the emphasis being on peaceful protesting and allowing the police to abuse and hurt individuals and then capture that on video and propagate the video, that's pretty much the model that's being followed. And I'm seeing it spring up in other locations, Los Angeles, Chicago, for example, and more specifically, seeing it spring up in front of Federal Reserve buildings, I think is heartening in my estimation of what's going on. I think this is definitely going to continue as more and more unions and various groups join into it. I think it's going to build and be the American uprising of sorts.
The Tahrir Square uprising, the American Spring.
I can't say it's going to be like that. Obviously, the United States is slightly different in temperament and tools than, you know, the Arab world is. But I think it's definitely going to be this, you know, our version, the you know, first world country, you know, economic power version of a revolution.
Something like that was sort of going on in Great Britain. I mean, just a couple of weeks ago, they were having a bit of an uprising. Of course, theirs didn't entirely stay peaceful.
Well, one thing
I'd call
to note,
that a mistake.
One thing to note is that initially the blackout from news agencies about this whole topic. You couldn't find when I first cut together my first video about this. It was the only news agency I could find, and this was about. This was on Sunday, I believe. The only news agency was RT. You couldn't find CNN. You couldn't find MSNBC coverage or Fox News.
MSNBC came out on like Monday or Tuesday with one, and you know that's a good thing.
Yes. Now, a lot of the footage I have available now covers a broader swath of news media.
Yeah, once MSNBC did it, then everybody started following suit very shortly.
Right, but it's interesting to note that this whole, you know, the media sort of right turned at the same time, and they about faced at the same
time.
They
always do, because one of them, essentially what they do is they wait for one of them to break in whatever way, and then the rest of them will cover. Oh my God, they're doing it!
Yeah.
We've got to cover this too!
Yeah.
Get out there and cover that! So, I mean, you know, this is their standard MO, is, you know, they ignore you until one of them doesn't ignore you anymore, and then they all will pay attention.
Right, and there's some very graphic footage coming out. The footage I cut up back on Sunday, the basically the worst part I had at the time was this group of women who were basically caged with this sort of nylon orange, you know, netting that police used, and the police were sort of surrounding them, and one officer came up and just pepper sprayed the whole group that was just sitting there in this sort of containment area.
Yeah, and then they found out since then that guy apparently was a little pepper spray crazy. He'd sprayed some folks at an anti-George Bush rally in 2004 or something
but
like that.
But I have footage now of people being drugged by their hair, women being drugged by their hair,
jeez,
and just pushed up, held against walls, and just sort of brutalized by these New York police detectives and officers. So it's very graphic.
Mm. Well, we're going to talk about this a bit more. 855-453, if you've got anything that you want to chime in about the Occupy Wall Street, I'd love to hear from you. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And JJ.
855-450-3733. Here on Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver, either as an investment, a hedge against inflation, barter currency in case things go really bad. Whatever your reason for wanting gold and silver, the best thing to do is get it at the lowest price you can. Right now, gold and silver on a little dip. Now's a great time to buy. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com. We have plenty of coins there that you can check with other places to make sure they're getting the best price. Plus, when you do buy from gold.freetalklive.com, not only are you supporting Free Talk Live and Genesis Communications Network, our syndicate, and you're getting the great prices, some of the best prices you can get on the Internet. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Pete in Manchester. Pete, hey, can you hear me?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, Pete.
Hey, good to be with you.
What's on your mind, Pete?
I heard you guys were talking about Occupy Wall Street. Just wanted to call in. I was down there last Friday and Saturday and didn't know if I could share any insight. Related to Occupy Wall Street, I have an idea for a video contest that will probably hopefully be live tomorrow. But if there's anybody out there that cuts up videos and is pretty hardcore, like, stay tuned. We should have a way for you to make some money if you're interested in making a video to speak to the Occupy Wall Street people.
Who's we?
Well, it's going to be a collaborative effort. Essentially, the idea is, like, folks on the ground at Occupy Wall Street, they're already disillusioned with what's going on. They're not happy. And
what's going on in the United States as far as the system or something like that?
Exactly.
Okay.
And yes, there were like voluntarists and folks that I would align with, I guess, like philosophically down there. But a lot of the folks that I ran into, berated corporations, and that was where they chose to allocate their anger or their distrust. If us three went down there, we were only able to have conversations like on a one-on-one level or a one-on-small level. So like I thought, hey, why not try to get these ideas out there in a video form, with the target audience being the folks on the ground at the different Occupy Wall Street rallies around the country, and essentially just try to drop like a principled message, one that's like natural right, natural law sort of voluntarist message, or like market anarchist sort of efficiency argument. And so like Mark and LSD, we're gonna put $100 towards this. Freedom Phoenix is already committed to $100. Sounds like we have a few other organizations in the fold that are probably going to come to the table with that. So essentially, and we're also
so there might be a few hundred bucks for making a video.
Oh, exactly. And we're going to have a PayPal option. I already created the button. So like folks, like if someone listening thinks this is a good idea, they can throw in $5 or $100 or whatever, and whatever money comes in will go out to the winners. Like the money will be half, one for each of the two videos. And, we'll have like a 2-week timeline maybe, but, essentially we just want to crowdsource this thing and share ideas and try to get these, in front of as many people as we can.
When crowdsourcing works, it really works.
Yeah. And Pete, this is Pete from Liberty on Tour, just for those that don't, the listeners that don't know. So he is definitely a guy that, follows through with his projects and gets stuff done. So, Pete, what was your sort of, experience when you went down there? And we're just sort of interacting with people. What was your
feelings?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, I actually went, we had contemplated going down the weekend it started, but talked to some friends in the area, and they were like, well, I don't know, it might be like a bus or something. So we went down there actually on Friday for a taping of a John Stossel segment, and then went down to Liberty Plaza that afternoon, evening, and just interviewed some folks, talked with them. There was maybe 250 people there. It was raining. The weather wasn't nice. So then the next day we went back, and we just expected to do more interviews, talk to folks on the ground. But as we walked south to lower Manhattan, we started hearing drums, and all of a sudden, over the few blocks south of us, we see this big crowd coming north marching. And so we just got into the fray, and we just, trying to document as we went. But it's going to be a experience I won't forget. I mean, the amount of energy there was through the roof. There was
energy is important.
Yeah, and there was a lot of folks, like just tourists walking down the street, people shopping, like the store owner who was probably from the Middle East. You know, he had a peace sign. He was just standing there real happy. And it was a very, like, dynamic situation. It was very clear that the police did not have control of it. And, you know, they reacted the only way they knew how, which is using the tool of force. They started making arrests, and especially once the protesters, the demonstrators got to Union Square, they had, marched a couple miles north. And it was one of the best examples I can explain to show bottom-up decentralization, the spontaneity of it versus top-down control, was the march itself. You know, the folks, there would be a few people on bicycles that would you know, go a block ahead and they see, hey, the cops are starting to form a line across this intersection. So they'd roll back to the people marching towards them and say, hey, take a right here, take a right here. And the crowd would just shift, just like flow like
water. Wow.
That's awesome.
So it's a parade, an impromptu crowdsourced parade,
yep,
that with sort of a decentralized aspect where the you know, say bicyclists will go up and do sort of scouting expeditions, and they're just marching all over.
Yep, it was awesome. And then when
that's very interesting. So now, as far as doing this parade, they're in the middle of the street and essentially stopping traffic and all that other stuff, right?
Yeah, initially the police were trying to keep the marchers to the sidewalk, especially once we got over to Broadway and heading north to Union Square. They pretty much just took over the street, and, you know, cops run around. If you watch some of the videos, we've put out four videos on coplock.org/OccupyWallStreet, which four videos from the Friday and Saturday down there, and you'll see that there's some police officers that have red jackets on, and those were... like most of the police officers were standing around, didn't know what to do, were looking for orders. And the folks, police officers with the red jackets, they must have been a higher rank or something, were delegating orders. So you'll see one of them come into a shot and wave his arm, and like all of a sudden a bunch of cops like follow his lead and do whatever motion he was making. So
interesting.
It was, yeah.
Now, do you think that these protesters are doing more harm than good by blocking traffic? I've often been of the opinion that protesting and blocking traffic can be detrimental to your cause. I'm not 100% sure. I've seen it, you know, done in other places. But, you know, I got to say, when I'm in my car and I want to go someplace, your little protest doesn't matter that much to me.
Yeah, I can understand where you're coming from. And I have seen people take issue with the fact that they were marching on the road and they were stopping traffic and, you know, impeding commerce, as it were. But I would say, you know, this is another problem with public property, you know, road socialism. If these were private roads, you know, it could have been handled a lot differently. But
but at this point, the roads are designated for a particular activity. Agreed. There's a problem with public property in general. People that have to pay for public property should be able to use that public property in the way that they wish. However, it's generally accepted that roads are designated for where the cars go. Sidewalks are designated for where the people go.
Well, I think part of what they wanted to do was actually stop the traffic.
Part
of what they wanted to do was stop the people from getting into these financial
institutions. We have an inefficient, unfair system, so I'm going to unfairly make your day inefficient.
Well, hey,
I just don't know. I mean, I'm not saying I don't. You know, this is the one type of protest that really bugs me. That walking on the road. Pete, do you have anything else?
No, that's about it.
Thanks for the call. 855-453. It's a SACL toll free call in line. 855-450-3733.
Life before the collapse. Final LP by the Las Vegas. Before the Collapse, Final LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
On 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
Attention military, law enforcement, recreational shooters, airsoft and paintballers. OpsGear is celebrating its 10th anniversary and you can save 15% on your order right now. OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear for duty, range, field, guns, recreation and more. Check out clothing, knives, targets, optics and gun accessories, molly gear, vests, bags and packs, multicam, holsters, boots, police gear, training supplies and more. Or check us out online at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
today. Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Check out the cam at cam.freetalklive.com. Not only can you listen to the show, but you can watch it too, if that's what you wish to do. There's a chat room there. You can chat with other folks who are watching the show. It's a fun time had by all. Cam.freetalklive.com. What did I mention? It's free.
Wow.
The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle is an affordable, versatile, reliable rifle. It'll deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle you have to have if you can have only one. You can go see it at Ruger.com, pick it up at your local gun dealer. Ruger.com. Let's go to Scott in Massachusetts. Scott?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Scott, I am well.
Doing all right.
Scott the Bigot calling from Massachusetts.
I'd like to discuss, if I may, the Wall Street protest. I side with the protesters. And what you need
What if they're Jewish?
What's that?
What if they're Jewish?
It doesn't matter. Let me explain why.
Okay.
They are combating evil capitalism. I know that's a tired phrase, but let me rephrase that. Jewish capitalism. And I have proof here. You have Lloyd Blankfein, who's the head of Goldman Sachs.
Uh-huh.
He made not millions, hundreds of millions of dollars for himself within a year.
Okay.
Then you've got Alan Schwartz from Bear Stearns,
uh-huh.
swindled millions from Bear Stearns. Jamie Dimon, also Jewish, head of J.P. Morgan Chase. Richard Fuld, head of Lehman Brothers, which is now defunct. I lost $190,000 through Lehman Brothers.
I bet that hurts.
Yes, it did.
Why would you as a bigot put money into a company that was headed by a Jew?
That's a good question, and I'll give you a good answer.
Okay.
Because I wanted to make money.
I see.
But I'll tell you what it taught me. It reinforced me never to do business with Jewish firms again.
I got you.
And Bernie, let's not forget Bernie Madoff, the $65 billion Ponzi scheme genius, who's doing a 150-year stretch in the slammer in Butler, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm getting at is this. Are all the bankers Jews? No, there's Gentile bankers. Are all the big boys that caused the meltdown in 2008 and why we're in a depression now? Yes, absolutely. They are international Jewish bankers.
Not all of them are. That would be an incorrect statement. Now, my question to you is this. If you had said on the last show that you wanted to take all the Jews and move into Madagascar. Okay. And I'm wondering, if you've got protesters on the ground that are Jewish, and I know you do, and you've got protesters that are black, and I know you do, and you've got protesters that are gay, and I know you do, then what, how does this fit into your paradigm? Do you only want to take the rich international Jewish bankers and stick them on Madagascar? And if you want to do that, how do you keep them there?
That's a good question. I'm going to answer your question.
Maybe your hate is unsustainable.
Wow.
Well, no. Are all Jews need to be persecuted? No. There are decent ones. Like there are. Let me rephrase what I'm saying. I'm talking about a guy like Lloyd Blankfein. I'm talking about a man like George Soros. Let's look at George Soros. He's a manipulator, currency manipulator, behind this New World Order, which I know you've discussed time and time again on your show.
He's
a dangerous, evil man. He is an evil man. That's the word he is. He's an evil man. He deserves to be with Lloyd Blankfein, Alan Schwartz, Jamie Dimon, Richard Fult, Bernie Madoff. They need to be separated where they are not can do damage. And then the Nazis.
Well, they can only do damage because of the government, which has a monopoly privilege on the use of violence that they have claimed for themselves. If they didn't have that monopoly privilege, then people wouldn't need to be these folks wouldn't need to be separated because they wouldn't have any power over other people.
But what I'm saying is, with your listeners are saying, well, how can you say Jewish Wall Street? I'm saying, as the majority, not the entirety, but the majority. Jewish bankers have caused our misery. And if you don't believe me,
I know what you're saying. Look, there are Jewish bankers who have positions of power in the banking industry. Yes, there are, but there's also
plenty
in the
banking.
Look at the Federal Reserve that has far more power than any of these Jewish bankers. And all these other banks, what about the banks in other countries that are colluding with the banks in this country? You know, what about the World Bank, the IMF? You know, there's a lot of players in this field here, and to take one sort of stab in the dark and at Jews as the whole the burden or the big bad wolf, whatever you want to call it, that's just foolish. I think you need to just, there's individuals making harmful and hateful decisions, and the individuals ought to be held accountable regardless of what their features or characteristics are. And I think just having the mindset of let's solve these issues with the banks, let's stop all these regulations that allow the banks to have these sort of monopoly type powers and making it difficult for banks new banks to start up and whatnot. Why don't we look at that instead of wasting so much time and energy on hatred and bigotry? I don't see anything productive that you can accomplish with your anger.
I'll tell you what's productive: that people will be educated, as Henry Ford did in the international Jew. I'm glad you mentioned the Federal Reserve. Benjamin Bernanke is the head of the Federal Reserve. The person before him was Alan Greenspan. The Federal Reserve was created by Paul Warburg in 1913.
Okay, so what?
What I'm getting at is this: it's a Jewish device.
I think it's irrelevant.
It's absolutely relevant. It's absolutely relevant to show why America has been plunged into depression and despair is because of these evil international Jewish bankers.
Yes, but your solution the other night was to kick the blacks and Latinos out of the United States and send the Jews to Madagascar. And I don't think that, even if you're right, if you're right about what your statement is, and I'm not saying I believe that at all, being portion Jewish myself, you have an unworkable and evil plan.
I would like to see, and I'm not going to double talk with your audience. This is what I would prefer to see. I'd like to see a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, or at least Christian, white Christian America. That's what I would like to see. And I know that it's
fantasy.
It can't happen.
I got news for you.
Happen.
No, it can't. Not anymore. This is the melting pot, baby. There's so many colors and races and religions.
That little ship has sailed.
It is. It is
a
melting pot.
It's not so much a melting pot.
Scott, what do you do for a living?
You can close your eyes all day long. What happens out there?
What do you do for a living, Scott?
I'm self-employed.
Does that mean you? How often do you leave your house during the day?
I leave quite a bit. I do errands and things. I'm busy.
I don't.
Let's put it this way. I don't live off the dole from the federal government. I don't live off of SSI or disability. I'm not a parasite like millions of blacks, Hispanics, and yes,
people.
Corporate welfare. Yes, Jewish bankers.
There's
are on
more white people
welfare.
On. There are more white people on welfare than there are blacks.
Those white parasites.
White Anglo-Saxon Protestant parasites.
There's a lot of white trailer trash. I agree. That are lazy. That don't want to do anything. And I agree with you. Yes, that's true.
Do you provide a service to somebody in your business, though? This is what I'm trying to... I can hardly imagine you interacting with people and not bringing this up, and then those people continuing to interact with you very much.
I find it very hard to interact with the world. It's very difficult for me.
Do you think it would be better if you started, like, perhaps didn't spew hate all the time?
It's just the way that I see the world. I see this country, and I see...
Well,
so
Scott,
much is wrong.
Scott, the energy you put out is the energy you get back. If you're constantly putting out anger and hatred, that's all you're going to get back. You can't put out anger and hatred and expect love. I mean, that doesn't make any sense, does it?
I want to give you a thought. When I got that call that $190,000 was evaporated,
gone,
let's put it this way. It only... reinforced my anti-Semitism.
I understand you're upset.
Then take your claim
to
some mediator or arbitrator or something.
I spent nine years in prison. I spent 9 years in prison, and I'll tell you that I was not the dominant ethnicity there. And I would have had certainly it changed the way I thought about things. But, you know, keeping the attitudes that one might have based on race isn't expeditious, and therefore I change those ideas. They're incorrect and inexpeditious, and I think that that would be the best thing for you. That's just coming from a guy who had racist thoughts in the past. I thank you for the call. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783. 207-989-6783. Or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. All you have to do is call 855-450-FREE. That is our toll-free call-in line brought to you by SACL CAI, 855-450-3733. It's toll-free. You put a 1 in front of it, and they won't charge you for the call. So, if you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, Man Venture Outpost is the place for you. They carry knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. They make it easy for you to find what you're looking for, and they provide it to you cheaply. They're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. That's FTL is in Free Talk Live. Get it quick. Get it from manventureoutpost.com. And so let's go on here. I have a story from Salon.com, Glenn Greenwald. I got to admit, I'm a fan.
Yeah, me too. I definitely like what he has to say most of the time.
This is entitled, I've never seen anything I don't agree with, but I don't have
it. I just want to cover my butt.
Yeah, I haven't read everything that he's written. What media coverage omits about U.S. hikers released by Iran. Now, as folks know, that there's these, I think it was three, but I only see a picture of two here, hikers that were picked up along the Iranian-Iraqi border, just kind of hiking, I guess, and they were imprisoned for 2 years or something.
Wow.
A long time by Iran, and finally have just been released, and you know, all kinds of countries got into the negotiations to get them out, and it's great to see them free. And as, let me go on with the article here. Two American hikers imprisoned for more than 2 years by Iran on extremely dubious espionage charges and highly oppressive conditions, Joshua Fatal and Shane Bauer, were released last week and spoke yesterday in Manhattan about their ordeal. Most establishment media accounts in the U.S. have predictably exploited the emotions of the drama as a means of bolstering the U.S. is good, Iran is evil narrative, which they reflexively spout. But far more revealing is what these media accounts exclude, beginning with the important and insightful and brave remarks from the released prisoners themselves. Fatal began by recounting the horrible conditions of the prison in which they were held, including being kept virtually all day in a tiny cell alone, hearing other prisoners being beaten. He explained that of everything that was done to them, solitary confinement was the worst experience of all of our lives. Bauer then noted that they were in prison. And by the way, solitary confinement is terrible for the mind. It's really
it's
difficult to
definitely
to handle. Bauer then noted that they were in prison due solely to what he called the 32 years of mutual hostility between America and Iran, and said the irony is that we oppose U.S. policies towards Iran, which perpetuate this hostility. After complaining that the two court systems they attended were total shams and that they'd been held in almost total isolation, stripped of our rights and freedoms, he explained, In prison, every time we complained about our conditions, the guards would remind us of comparable conditions in Guantanamo Bay. They'd remind us of CIA prisons in other parts of the world and conditions that Iranians and others experienced in prison. I think they mean other Muslims.
Right, right.
In U.S. prisons. We do not believe that such human rights violations on the part of our government justify what has been done to us, not for a moment. However, we do believe that these actions on the part of the U.S. provide an excuse for other governments, including the government of Iran, to act in kind.
Oh my God, blowback. No
and
way.
It's exactly what it's all about.
Come on.
And Americans...
But we're in the United States. We get a free pass, man. Look at these bombs. Look at these. They're good bombs.
That's exactly it. Like, I've got to say that whether you think what the United States does abroad is fair and just or not, the point is that it can be interpreted by other people. And I think it's not fair and not just.
That's right.
It's not okay to just kidnap people and stick them in jail and torture them. And that's what's going on. And if you say, well, the United States doesn't torture. Well, look, if you pay Poland or Egypt or, just a variety of other countries out there, there are dozens of other countries out there to do your torturing for you. That doesn't mean you're not a torturer.
Right.
If I pay somebody to kill somebody for me, I'm still going to prison for murder because I'm a murderer.
Yeah, that's right.
So if the United States government pays other governments to torture for them and they come up with stupid information like there's yellow cake in Iraq, which is exactly what happened with Egypt.
Yep.
They paid Egyptian people to the Egyptian government to torture this fella. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. And they came back with this information. There's yellow cake in Iraq. And these trillions of dollars on these foreign wars, some of them can be explained via the torture.
Yeah.
And so you're not absolved of that if you do not denounce it. You can denounce it, and then as far as I'm concerned, the largest part of your guilt in the situation is absolved because you don't support it, and you're giving the government money because, well, they'll take your home and
to the standard United States operating procedure, which is we have more rights than anyone else. It's the same idea that the United States police officers and the bureaucrats think. It permeates through the governmental structure is that we are special. We are a class
above you. We're
doing
it for the right reason.
Yes, we are the world police.
We're exceptional.
Yes, exactly. And you ought to respect us and give us that respect of being able to have more rights than you because we need to do our jobs. Okay, listen, we keep the world safe.
Yep.
And if you can't handle that, well,
there are walls in this world, and we need men on those walls. You can't handle the truth. Yeah. I mean, that is what it all boils down to. And
the arrogance.
This is what can happen. This is what's going to happen, is other countries are going to say, well, look, I'm sick and tired of the way they treat us, so we're going to treat them that way. Now, I understand these boys didn't have anything to do with United States foreign policy. And the same is true of the folks who were killed in the World Trade Center on 9/11. They didn't have anything to do with foreign policy. However, when when these other nations, these other people around the world, they make the same generalizations that many Americans do.
Yeah. Well, they're human beings.
Those people over there are bad.
Right, exactly. So the Americans that you experience on your daily basis, the listener, wherever you are, they're the same. They're the same human being that lives in other parts of the world. Just because there's a different language or different culture, that human beings have certain things they all do. They all complain about things that they have no control over.
But the Muslims want to kill everybody who ain't no Muslim.
And they all regurgitate the rumor mill that comes around because, well, let's say most people don't research their own due diligence behind a news story or. Find their own facts or sources. No, they just take whatever's given to them and regurgitate it. So the same way you have people in America standing around the water cooler talking about how the government sucks and, towelhead this and that and all the slurs that they utter. The same thing happens in other countries.
It's just to put it this way.
Now imagine if...
It's not happening largely in Switzerland, I'd like to point out, because they don't get involved in other people's foreign policy.
Right. We're just going to make good food and beverages and stuff.
Not sure exactly what they're doing over in Switzerland, but I know that they're largely not messing with folks. And if you want to not be messed with, then you need to not mess with other people.
I think as America's sort of standing is continually degrading with the dollar collapse or the dollar decline, whatever it is, you're going to see more and more of this. More countries are going to come out and say, listen, the United States did this, this, and that to us. So you know what? Screw you guys. we're not going to do this. Or, you know, there's going to be an excuse as well. That's what the United States does, and we're kind of sick of it. And so that's why we're treating you like this. So maybe, you know, other situations where people are captured and detained for periods of time. Yeah, well, you know what? The United States set the tone. They started this trend of creating these secret black prisons all over the world and detaining people with no sort of warrant or sure. procedure or anything. Just because someone said something and he's got brown skin, take him away.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's all just a symptom of the essentially empire building. I mean, I understand some people will say, well, it's not an empire. Well, it's not like our country's growing. That much is true. It's a different sort of empire. They're creating sort of puppet states and
yes,
things like that.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't see who would claim that Pakistan isn't being paid off for its cooperation. I mean, folks know that there's a good faction of the Pakistani government that does not like the United States.
Well, the foreign policy is planting seeds of resentment, and maybe those seeds haven't sprouted yet, but they will. And they're all
times.
Over the world in all different kinds of facets of life and types of people and situations. So the amount of anger that's going to be directed towards this government and perhaps misplaced towards the people itself is just going to increase, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, you know, as everybody keeps reacting to the last thing that the other bad guy did, then all you're going to have is more violence,
yeah.
And that's how it goes.
Right.
Look, I understand you can point to things that Muslims have done that are bad, but that doesn't mean you go after other Muslims. If there's criminal activity by one person, you don't go after people that are like them. If a black guy commits crime, you do not incarcerate all the black people.
Right.
And essentially, there has been, you know, all kinds of bigotry against the Middle Easterners in general. And the idea the United States can just, well, essentially control their land is ludicrous.
Yeah.
You need to leave those people alone. Let Israel fend for itself. It can handle it over there. Stop giving foreign aid to these countries. And
exactly.
You know, that will solve these problems. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. It'll take a while to solve it, but it will.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's FFF at FFF.org.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack a day smoker will save $120 a month and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60 and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855 to get vapor or go to Vaporsmiths.com.